ジャパニーズポッド1ジャパニーズあれ？おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here. Beginner Series Season 5, Lesson 5. You should do what this person says in Japanese. Welcome to JapanesePod101.com, the fastest, easiest, and most fun way to learn Japanese.
I'm Naomi, and thanks again for being here with us.
Now, in this lesson, you'll learn some useful phrases for asking and giving advice or suggestions.
Right, such as, た方がいいです.
Should.
And, ない方がいいです.
Should not. Now, this conversation takes place at
病院
a hospital. The conversation is between
お医者さんと下山慎さん
a doctor and 慎下山
下山さんは体調が良くないです
慎 is not feeling well. Naomi-sensei,
はい
What's the formality level of this conversation?
丁寧
Formal Basic and premium members
If you have a 3G phone
You can see the lesson notes in your favorite browser on your phone.
Stop by JapanesePod101.com to find out more.
Let's listen to the conversation.
インフルエンザかもしれませんね。しばらく会社を休んだ方がいいですね。
来週出張に行かなくてはいけないんですが。
無理かもしれませんね。
とても大事な仕事なんです。
じゃあ、朝、昼、晩、1日3回、食事の後にこの薬を飲んでください。それから、お風呂に入ってはいけませんよ。
シャワーは浴びてもいいですか？
シャワーも浴びない方がいいですね。早く帰って寝てください。
わかりました。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
インフルエンザかもしれませんね。しばらく会社を休んだ方がいいですね。
来週出張に行かなくてはいけないんですが。
無理かもしれませんね。
とても大事な仕事なんです。
じゃ、朝、昼、晩、一日三回、食事の後に、この薬を飲んでください。それからお風呂に入ってはいけませんよ。
シャワーは浴びてもいいですか？
シャワーも浴びない方がいいですね。早く帰って。寝てください。
わかりました。
今度は英語が入ります。
インフルエンザかもしれませんね。
It's possibly influenza.
しばらく会社を休んだ方がいいですね。
You should take a few days off work.
来週出張に行かなくてはいけないんですが。
But I have to go on a business trip next week.
無理かもしれませんね。
That's probably going to be impossible.
とても大事な仕事なんです。
It's a very important task.
じゃあ、朝、昼、晩、一日三回、食事の後にこの薬を飲んでください。
Well then, please take this medicine morning, afternoon, and evening, three times a day, after eating.
それから、お風呂に入ってはいけませんよ。
And you can't take any baths.
シャワーは浴びてもいいですか?
Am I allowed to take showers?
シャワーも浴びない方がいいですね。
It's better not to take any showers.
早く帰って寝てください。
Please go home immediately and sleep.
わかりました。
All right.
インフルエンザ、怖いですね。
怖いですね。It's pretty scary. 今年何でしたっけ? This year, what was it?
Ah, the new one. 新型インフルエンザ。
The new type of flu.
そうです、right.
And in English, we call that the swine flu.
Ah.
So there's a very big difference between the two words in their respective languages.
Right, but we used to call it 豚インフルエンザ. But from a certain point, they changed the name.
And then we have?
新型インフルエンザ。日本は11月から3月くらいはインフルエンザのシーズンなんですね。
So in Japan, the flu goes around from November to March.、So if you're planning to visit Japan during that season, be careful.
そう、気をつけてくださいね。マスクを忘れずに。
Don't forget your surgical mask.
ピーターさんは最近インフルエンザになりましたか?
言わないでください。Like,Don't jinx me. 今年なっていません。So, I haven't gotten the flu this year. Knock on wood.
ああ、そうですか。じゃあ、気をつけてください。皆さんもインフルエンザに気をつけてください。
So, please be careful of the flu. Okay, Naomi-sensei, let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. First word.
出張
Business trip.
出張出張
Next.
Kai.
Count of four occurrence.
Kai. Kai.
Next.
Ofuro.
Bath.
Ofuro. Ofuro.
Next.
Shower.
Shower.
Shower. Shower.
Next.
Abiru.
To shower. To bathe.
Abiru. Abiru.
Okay, let's take a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. Naomi-sensei, what's the first word we're going to look at?
Ofuro.
Bath. Now, actually, furo is bath, and the o in front of it is the honorific prefix o.
Right. You can either say furo or ofuro.
How do you say to take a bath?
Ofuro ni hairu. Ni marks the direction or destination, and hairu means.To enter.
So literally, it's to enter a bath.
そうですね。
What's the next word?
Shower.
Shower. How do you say to take a shower?
Shower を浴びる。を is an object marker, and 浴びる is to shower, to bathe, to receive, or to get.
Now, you don't say お風呂を浴びる or シャワーに入る。
Well, it doesn't sound natural to me.
In English, we use the same verb, to take, for a bath and a shower. But in Japanese, to bathe is?
お風呂に入る。
And to take a shower is?
シャワーを浴びる。ピーターさんはシャワーとお風呂とどちらが好きですか?
So which do I prefer, taking a shower or taking a bath? そうですね。
You don't like either?
面白いな。That was good. Well, やっぱり…時間があればお風呂の方が好きですね。
なるほどね。
Like if I have time, I like a bath better. Couple quick things about the process in Japan. Very interesting question. Well, I'm American and usually in the US we shower. Everything's a shower, a very you know, quick shower. But in Japan, お風呂に入る, it's kind of like you're going to take a shower too.
Right.
Because...Before you enter the bath or the bath water, you shower your body. The Japanese have a one-unit bathroom, and they have a shower handle that you bathe your body, and then you go into the water. So it's like a trick question. If you say, お風呂に入る, it's kind of like you're doing both.
そうですね。You're right.
Okay, now back to the shower. Now, this is just me. 夏は1日2回シャワーを浴びます。So in the summertime, I shower twice.
1日2回。That's our next phrase.
Now, you can express how often something happens by the phrase, time duration, number, plus kai.
Kai is a counter for times. For example, 一回
Once.
二回
Twice.
三回
Three times. Okay? Now, for example, if you want to say once a day, say the time duration first, in this case, a day.
一日.
And number plus kai.
一回.一日一回.
Once a day.
一日二回.
Twice a day.
一日三回.
Three times a day. Now, how do you say once a week, Naomi-sensei?
A week is 一週間. So, 一週間に一回.
Once a week.
一週間に二回.
Twice a week.
一週間に三回.
Three times a week.
So, Peter-san. Peter-san はよくアメリカに帰りますか? Do you often go back to the States?
そうですね. 最近... あんまり帰らないですね. So these days, I don't really go back. でも、年に一回帰りますよ.
ああ、そうですか. Once a year.
Okay, on to the focus point for this lesson. In this lesson, you'll learn useful phrases for asking and giving advice. You'll also learn how to say that you have to do something.
The first phrase we are going to cover is 立った方がいい.
Should. Can we hear the sentence from the dialogue?
Sure. しばらく会社を休んだ方がいいですね.
You should take a few days off work. Now, 方がいい is a phrase that attaches to the informal past form, the ta form of a verb, and expresses a strong suggestion. It's equivalent to should do. Naomi-sensei, to make this phrase polite, we simply add desu to the end of it, right?
そうですね, right.
Let's illustrate with some examples. How do you say to exercise?
運動する.
The corresponding ta form or informal past form is
運動した.
We add 方がいい. So we have
運動した方がいい.
You should exercise.
そうですね. If you want to say you shouldn't, attach 方がいい to the nai form of a verb.
So the nai form or informal negative form of 運動する to exercise is
運動しない.
And add 方がいい. So, you shouldn't exercise is
運動しない方がいい.
To sum it up, ta form of a verb plus 方がいい is should. Nai form of a verb plus 方がいい is shouldn't.
The next phrase we are looking at is なくてはいけない.
Can you read the sentence from the dialogue?
Sure.
出張に行かなくてはいけない.
I have to go on a business trip.
出張 is
business trip.
So, 出張に行く is
to go on a business trip.
And なくてはいけない is
have to. The first part, なくては means if you don't do. And the latter half, いけない means you can't go. So this phrase, なくてはいけない, literally means if you don't do, you can't go. Or you can't go without doing. And it expresses a sense of duty or obligation. It corresponds to the auxiliary verb must or have to in English.
The formation is a bit complicated, so we recommend that you read the lesson notes.
Now, let's briefly explain the formation here, though. First, you need to change the verb into the nai form. For example, 行く is to go. Naomi-sensei, the nai form is?
行かない.
Second, omit the final nai.
行かない becomes いか.
To that, attach なくてはいけない. So we get
行かなくてはいけない.
So, 行かなくてはいけない. Here's a sample sentence. 日曜日、会社に行かなくてはいけない.
I have to go to work this Sunday.
If you want to say, I have to get up early, to get up is 起きる.
Have to get up is
起きなくてはいけない.
Early is 早く. So,
早く起きなくてはいけない.
I have to get up early. Naomi-sensei.
はい.
ちゃ is used in a casual situation, right?
そうですね. Good point. Like, 早く起きなくちゃ. さちゃんさち、てはいけない is replaced with ちゃ. This is a colloquial expression, though. 会社に行かなくちゃ. Or, 早く起きなくちゃ.
The whole なくてはいけない is like have to, and cha, the contracted version, is something like gotta.
そうね, exactly. 行かなくてはいけない is like I have to go, and 行かなくちゃ is like I've gotta go.
I think that's a great way to sum it up. Okay, that's all we have for this lesson.
形、formation は難しいので、レッスンノートを読んだ方がいいですよ。
Since the formation of this lesson's grammar notes are a little complicated, we highly recommend that you read the lesson notes. Naomi-sensei.
はい。
Testing yourself is one of the most effective ways to learn.
That's why we have three types of quizzes.
Vocabulary, grammar, and content specific.
Each quiz targets a specific skill.
And together, these quizzes will help you master several fundamental skills fast.
You can find them in the Learning Center at
JapanesePod101.com.
じゃあまた。
See you next lesson.
インフルエンザかもしれませんね。しばらく会社を休んだ方がいいですね。
来週出張に行かなくてはいけないんですが。
無理かもしれませんね。
とても大事な仕事なんです。
じゃあ朝、昼、晩、1日3回食事の後にこの薬を飲んでください。それからお風呂に入ってはいけませんよ。
シャワーは浴びてもいいですか？
シャワーも浴びない方がいいですね。早く帰って寝てください。
わかりました。